First of all, tell me about what your involvement is with the local youth hub.
So I'm the youth hub coordinator. That basically means I oversee the ongoings with the youth hub in general in terms of connecting with businesses, connecting with clients, going out into the community and seeing the good work that we've already done and will continue to do.
That sounds great. And how long have you been going? You've been going for about 4 months now, because we tried to speak earlier, didn't we? So how much of a success has it been? Because now you've got 4 months under your belt to tell me about.
Yeah, so it's been a massive success. Early on, we found it quite difficult in terms of reaching out to the wider population of Elmridge and Runnymede. But with the great help of Ben Spencer as well, the MP for Runnymede and Weybridge, we've really connected with those that we were unable to connect with before. And I'm very happy to say we've seen over 50 young people now. And of that, we've put 7 into full-time employment, with over half of that actually not categorised as in education and training.
That's
a massive success and something that, we're very proud of at the hub.
So if you have a young person, how does the process work from start to the end? They come to you, to the youth hub, either they can connect with you online or they go and see somebody. How does it work?
So they can either get referred. So they can be referred by a charity or most commonly by a parent, or they can go on the Brooklands College website. And they can go onto the Youth Hub section under that, under the Business and Community tab. And then under that, they'll see a Youth Hub section in which they can refer themselves. And they can tick the boxes of where they would like to be seen and in what capacity. So they might ask for careers. They might ask for sort of the health and mental health wellbeing sessions that we run as well. Or simple chat, you know, to talk about how they've fallen out of employment and they want to get back in.
Absolutely. And obviously we're coming out of a pandemic now. Are you seeing people that have actually suffered hugely from the pandemic in terms of losing their job or putting on furlough, not being able to get jobs or loneliness, isolation? What's the sort of problems you've been seeing coming through?
Yeah, so I think obviously the pandemic's hit everyone quite differently, but I think one thing we can say in terms of careers and young people is that their mental health has taken a massive decline. Yeah. And part of our sort of wellbeing process is actually to communicate them through workshops, and that's through those face-to-face sessions. We link with local charities such as Mind as well, and we work at Brooklands College, so they have a fantastic safeguarding team that we lean on very heavily in terms of their connections with charities. But to go back to your question, really, I think those that potentially come out of college and now at that 18 and have really haven't experienced a working life before, and they're really going in the deep end. They're going in probably one of the toughest job markets there is in terms of there's so many jobs out, there's probably too much to choose from. And their qualifications might not match, but we're here to connect the dots and go to businesses one-to-one and sell the great work that they can do.
So can they, obviously now with the sort of pandemic or now becoming endemic and coming to the end, do they actually come in person and speak to somebody on a one-to-one basis, or are you still doing it via Zoom or something like that?
So at the beginning, it was face-to-face, and obviously through Omicron, it moves on to Zoom and Teams. And hopefully we're coming out of that now and we're seeing more face-to-face meetings, and we can, again, go to those workshops that we love to do and the young people love to do as well.
Yeah. And have you got one particular success story, without any mentioning any names, that you can tell me about that's really come to your mind that's been a success for the Youth Hub?
Yeah, so we had a young gentleman that come in, recently dropped out of college, fell into sort of a, you know, depressive state, if you like, sort of the routine of getting up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, going to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning, sort of that person. Then luckily now he's doing work experience with us. So he's actually running our, social media accounts at the Youth Hub, which is obviously fantastic because it's giving him, you know, life skills. And it's also giving him work experience, and we can be any prouder of him what he's doing at the Youth Hub.
That's brilliant. And obviously people that had such a successful transition through the Youth Hub, are they coming back to encourage other people to join and make it easier? Because presumably some people are quite reticent. They're not sure how to go about coming to the Youth Hub and they need encouragement. Is that what you're sort of perpetuating as well?
Yes, I think we're shouting about the good news stories that we're doing all the time, because I think there's that negative stereotype, isn't it, with finding a job. We obviously link with the Department of Work and Pensions and the Job Centre. And if you think of the Job Centre, you sort of think of grey, you sort of think of, you know, forcing young people to work, whereas this is completely different. We're here to help you, whether it's to find a job or get into education, to do work experience, whatever it may be. We're not the Job Centre. We work at a different rate, and there's no time limit of what we're doing either. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of bringing new people in, it's not necessarily shouting about how the good work we're doing, but how we're different to other initiatives that have gone before us.
That's great, Ben. So thank you. Thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me. What would you say our Radio Jackie listeners who are going to be listening to this interview to state your case and say, look, come to Youth Hub?
So we've catered to 50 young people already. As I said, over half of them are now not categorised as NEET, so non-educational training. And what I'd say to you is come along. We're at Brooklands College Monday, Tuesday and Friday. Come and see us. We're also at Runnymede and that's Egham ESA Centre on a Wednesday, Addleston Community Centre on a Thursday. Or you can also contact us at youthhub@brooklands.ac.uk or go onto the website. As I mentioned before, we're doing some great work and we'd love to hear from you.
And you're not limited. Any number of people could come and contact
any
you.
Any number of people. Any number of people.
And you have any number of connections and get there somewhere where they want to be.
So we're increasingly going out into the community and talking to local businesses as well and trying to get them on board. And every single day we're having new businesses arrive at our doors, welcoming us with new offers of employment or indeed work experience as well.
Yes, that was actually going to take me on to my final question about how involved are you with local businesses? And are they very enthusiastic about getting people into the work?
We're incredibly involved with local businesses, and I can't thank them enough, actually, in terms of the offers of generosity they're giving out. I mean, we've had offers of employment, full-time employment, which again is something that's amazing, but also those mentoring as well. You know, they're taking time out of their day to talk to these young people and get them back on to a career pathway. And something I'm very proud of being a member of the Elmbridge community as well, is that, and Runnymede, that they're all coming together and tackling this problem together.
It's a great story of community spirit, isn't it?
It's absolutely fantastic. Something that I wasn't too aware of actually when I was in Elmbridge. Now I've left and come back. It's amazing.
That's wonderful. Ben, thanks so much for talking to me.